Daf Hey. So we got around 8 lines down, or maybe 10 lines down even, Debay Rabbi Shmuel. Today's daf is going to be a lot of drush, a lot of psukim. I mean, Bay is a little bit trickier, but for the most part, just darshing psukim. So the Gemara says, Debay Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Matsinu Yud Dalad Shenikra Rishon. We spoke about yesterday how Yom Rishon, even though Yom Rishon refers to the Pashup Shaj referring to the first day of Pesach, sometimes it can refer to even the Erev, the day beforehand, the day prior. So he says, we find sometimes that Yudalad, the 14th of Nisan, is called Rishon, it's called the first day. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, a very clear Pasuk, Barishon Ba'abasa Yom L'Chodesh. Even though it's Rishon, yet it's still called the 14th. So there's yet another proof that the first day can be referred to as Bedikas Chametz, referring to the 14th. So Gemara now says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Rishon Demeikara Mashmah. Rav Nachman points out that the word Rishon always means before, from before him. As you know, Rishon means not the first day, it means like zero. Not one, but zero, the day before him. How do you know? So he used the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Damar Kra, HaRishon Adam Tivaled. It means the way the Pasuk is understood, before Adam was created, before Adam came into the world. As Rashi says right where we are in the Gemara, HaRishon Adam Tivaled, HaKodem LaAdam HaRishon, no less, before the birth of Adam Rishon. So we see that the word Rishon means prior. So this is yet another proof that even though it says Yom Rishon, with regards to Bir Chametz, it's referring to prior to Pesach. So Gemara says, okay, if that's really true, that every time the word Rishon is used, it really means beforehand. Elamiat, if that's the case, ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon, and you should take the dal minim on the first day. Hachnami Rishon dimi kar mashma. Is that to imply that you should take the dal minim before Sukkot on erev Sukkot? Yudal Tishrei. Very hard to say that. Gemara says no. By the pesah, by lulav, shiny hasim. It's different in that case. The use of lekachtem lachem bayom rishon there, dichsev usmachtem lefnei Hashem elkechem shivas yamim. It's used in the context of rejoicing in the presence of Hashem for 7 days. Those 7 days are certainly referring to the 7 days of Sukkot itself. So by connection, by correlation, ma shvi lechag, just like the seven days and the seventh is referring to chag Sukkot, af rishon, rishon lechag. So too, the use of the word yom rishon is also referring to the first day of Sukkot, not prior. So whenever the word Yom Rishon is used typically, it means prior to, but when it's defined by the context, so it could also refer to day one, not prior. So in the case of Lekachtem Lachem, B'Yom Rishon there means on Sukkot itself, but outside of that context, it refers to Kodem, prior. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's really the case, Hachanami, Ksiv Ach B'Yom Rishon, Tashbisu, right? The first day you do Tashbisu, which we're interpreting now to mean prior to Pesach, but if you read the continuation of the Pasuk, it says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu shivas yamim matzos tochelu, that you're supposed to eat matzos for 7 days. So shouldn't we say that Yom Rishon, since it's correlated to the 7 days of Pesach, Yom Rishon should also refer to day one of Pesach, not the day prior? So Gemara says, Im Kain, if really Yom Rishon was supposed to be connected to shivas yamim, it gets a little confusing now. Im Kain, nichtov kra rishon. The Pasuk should say Ach B'Yom Rishon, not HaRishon, but without the Hey, it should say Ach B'Yom Rishon. What's the extra Hey doing? HaRishon Lamali, Shmamina Lichta Amran, to make an extra Joshua. So again, we're going to go back to Dal Minim in a second, because that has the same case. But when it says Yom Rishon and Shvi, so Yom Rishon is part of the package, it's part of the days of Pesach. When it says HaRishon, the extra Hey is, wait a second, that's not supposed to be there. Let's make a Joshua. HaRishon means prior to. So now, you're all asking the same question. Well, Yachi, if that's the case, look back at the case of Sukkot. It says, Lekachtem Bayom HaRishon. So if it said Bayom Rishon, okay, we get it. It should be part of the rest of Sukkot. But we just said the extra header, letter Hey, HaRishon, is a drasha to say it means prior to Sukkot. As it says in the Gemara, Yachi, Hasam Nami HaRishon Lamali. So what's the word HaRishon doing by Sukkot? What's that drasha? And moreover, Visu, more, asks the Gemara, Hasam Nichsiv, it says in the Pasuk by Sukkot, B'yom HaRishon Shabbason, U'v'yom HaShmini Shabbason. Are we going to say there, by the first day and eighth day of Sukkot, or the Shmini Atzeres, Eimer Rishon D'mikar Mashma? There it refers to the day prior. Hard to say that. That's referring to the sitting in the Sukkah. So, Mikar Mashma, Shiny Hasam, Damakra U'v'yom HaShmini Shabbason. Now, since the word Yom HaRishon is in the context of Yom HaShmini, so, Mashmini Shmini Bechag, the eighth day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres. So, too, Af Rishon in the Pasuk is Rishon Dechag. So, then we have to ask the question. So, why does it say Ha Rishon? What's the extra letter Hey in this Pasuk? Lamali, Lemute, Chol Shemoi, to exclude Chol Moi. So what does that mean? So it's still very confusing. At the end, the Gemara is going to make everything clear, I hope. But we're still involved in this whole calculation. So what's it coming to exclude? That only day one and day eight, according to Rashi's understanding, is usher in Malacha. But the days in between are actually mutter in Malacha. Tosis has a different approach. Tosis has referring to lulav. Look at Tosis towards the top. Lemute chaloshamoid. Tosis writes a very small Tosos here. Atervayu kai de lulav eno nita b'medina ela yom rishon. So he says, even though he's not sure what to do with the pasuk by Yom HaShemini, but Yom HaRishon says the pasuk of Yom HaRishon says the mitzvah of a lulav b'medina out to Beis Hamikdash is only Yom Rishon, but chalamoid and beyond is not chayv in dal minim on a deraisa level. Either way, so we have all the drushes of, again, Rishon means Meikara, unless it's in the context of a Yom HaShvi, or Yom HaShmini, which means it's the day one. And if there's an extra letter, hey, so we make a drusha of the hey, whatever, it means something different. So Gemara now says, we're not done yet, it's still a bit confusing. So Gemara says, again, Lamali, Lamute Chal Shemoed, Gemara says, Chal Shemoed, you don't need a drusha of the letter hey, of our Rishon, to exclude Chal Shemoed, because we learn that from the words Meirishon Ushmina Nafka. Because the word saying that you can't do Malach on day one, and you can't do Malach on day eight, that clearly indicates in between the days, Chal Moed, you can't do Malach. We don't need an extra drasha of the letter hey to prove that to me. Why says you do? Because it's Rech Sakadat Techamina would have thought, hold the Kasa Rachmana Uva Yom HaShmini, the Vav Mosval Inan Rishon, when the word or the letter Vav is used, it's going to add on to what was before. So since it says Uva Yom HaShmini, the extra Vav, I would have thought, Vav is Mosif al Inan Rishon, to add that Afilu B'chol Shemoi, there should be an Isser Malacha, that all 8 days it should be Asr to perform Malacha. Kamash Malan, the letter Hey, that no, only Yom Rishon, only Yom HaShmini is Asr Malacha, but in between the days it's Mutter. Now wait a second. So why have the Vav? This whole thing just knocking each other out. Why do we think that Chol Moed is Asa Malacha? Because the extra letter Vav. And why do we say it's not? Because the Hey says not. Get rid of the Vav, get rid of the Hey, and you won't even have a Shaila. It says in the Pasuk, Bayom HaShmini, rather Bayom HaRishon, it says Bayom HaShmini. Day 1, day 8 are Asa Malacha, everything in between is Mutter. Without the Vav and the Hey, you don't need this whole conversation. So the Gemara says, V'lo lichtel rachmana lo Vav, V'lo Hey. Get rid of this whole conversation. Why is there a Vav? Why is there a Hey? There's something that seems to be off here. V'su, we're not done with all the questions still. V'su, Hasim, over there, it says, D'chsib bayom ha-rishon mikra kodesh yelachem rishon. So this is a different pasuk now. This is already the third time you're using the word rishon. It says by Pesach, it says by Sukkot. Now it says bayom ha-rishon again, mikra kodesh yelachem rishon hu, d'meikar mashma. There, this is referring to a pasuk of, this is referring to which case is Pesach, I think. Make sure I'm getting this one clear. I think it's referring to Pesach, that there Yom HaRishon refers to Meikara, prior to. So there's a lot of confusion whether Yom HaRishon means Kodem, whether Yom HaRishon means the day of. So what does this all mean? So the Gemara says, okay, forget this confusion. Let's just be very, very clear. And what do we learn from these three different psukim of Bayom HaRishon? So Gemara, we can forget everything we just learned. Okay, it was confusing. But now, to be very clear, the Gemara says, Ella, Hani Shlosha Rishon Mibarle. So why do the three Rishons appear in the Pasuk? One by Sukkot, one by Pesach. Why? To teach me the following din. It's Mibarle Lichadatani Debei Rabbi Shmuel. What does he teach us? The Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel Bischar Shlosha Rishon. Because of three Rishons in the Pasuk, Zachu Lishlosha Rishon. We're Zocha to three other Rishons. So what does that mean? What are the three Rishons that we're Zocha to? Lahachar Zaro Shel Esav. To wipe out Edom, to wipe out the children of Esav is number one. Lebinin Beis Hamikdash, to build the Beis Hamikdash, and Lishmo Shem Mashiach, and to be Zocha to the name of Mashiach. So what does that mean? So Gemara proves that each of these three concepts are called Rishon. So the three Rishons in the Psukim refer to the three Rishons we're going to be Zocha to, L'Asad Lavo, hopefully soon. So Gemara says, what are they? So it says, again, L'Hachriz Zaro Shel Esav, we're going to be Zocha to destroy and wipe out the nation of Esav. Dichsev, it says in the Pasuk, V'yatzar Rishon Admoni Kulo Kader Seir, that he's called Yatzar Rishon. Esav came out first. He's one Rishon. So that's one Zechus we're going to have to wipe out Esav. The second Zechus of Rishon, Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash, Dichsev Kisei Kvod Marom Mirishon Makom Mikdashenu. The Beis HaMikdash is called Marom Mirishon, a first. So that's going to be the second Zechus of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And the third zechus, Ulishmo Shel Mashiach, the name of Mashiach, is also called Rishon. Dichsev Rishon Litzion Hine Hinam. It's also called Rishon. So this has nothing to do. We're going to now delete the whole conversation before him. The Rishon does not mean prior. There's a one exception by the case of Adam Rishon. Outside of that, we assume Yom Rishon means day one. And the whole conversation is not relevant. It's simply referring to three Rishonim that we're going to be Zohar to. L'hach rizal shel Esav, l'bin nebeis ha-migdash, u'l'shmo shel Mashiach. Now, along these lines, the Gemara is still trying to prove other sources. How we know that Bir Chametz take place on Erev Pesach. That's the whole shot that we've been discussing. How do we know? So Gemara now uses another source, and this is actually what's brought down by the Rambam. This is what he assumes is the real source for doing Bidikas Chametz and Bir Chametz on Erev Pesach. Rava Amar Mehacha, from the following pasuk. It says, with respect to the Karban Pesach, we know that Karban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach, right? At noon, or the 6th or 7th hour or so. We'll learn that later on in the Masechta about the exact amount of Karban Pesach. But it says in the pasuk, Lo sishchat ala chametz, al chametz dam zivchi. A person should not shech the Karban Pesach while he has chametz in his possession. Lo sishchat ha-pesach va-dain chametz kayim. So since shchitas Karban Pesach is around noontime, and the pasuk says you can't own chametz at that point, must be that's the time of Bedikas Chametz. That's the time of rather Bir Chametz. So that's how we know that Bir Chametz Tashbisu takes place on Erev Pesach, not on Pesach itself. So Gemara says, okay. So now everyone brought Shechita at different times. So the Misha tells us later on that there are three groups of people who have come to bring Karban Pesach. There's one Kat, and then they came in. The Beis HaMikdash is full. They locked the door. They did the Karbanos. They left. Next came the second group, and they did their Karban Pesach. And finally, the third group came. So there are different times of the day. So the Gemara suggests, well, based on each person's time of shechting the Karban Pesach, Ema, kol chad v'chad kishachet. Maybe it should be very subjective. When should the mitzvah of Tashbisu be? When should the mitzvah of Bir Chametz be for me? Whenever I shecht it. So if my shechita time is 1:30, that should be the zman of Bir Chametz. And if for you it's 2:30, that should be the zman of Bir Chametz for you. It should be very subjective depending on when my shechita's Karban Pesach takes place. And the Gemara says, can't be, because Zman Shechita Amar Achmara. The Torah says, Shechita, doesn't specify to who. And if you look at Rashi, right around where we are down in the Gemara now, Rashi says, Zman Shechita Kamar Achmara. V'lo Chilka Torah L'Yisrael. The Torah doesn't divide, does not make things subjective. L'zeh L'zmanu, v'lozeh L'zmanu. That guy has no Chametz at 1:30, this guy at 2:30. The Torah doesn't work that way. Ho v'kava L'zman, v'yisura shavu b'chol, v'kulam Zman Echad Kava. When the Torah says, Lo Sishchat Achametz Dam Zivchi, it was across the board, it was categorically that every single person has the same Zman Shechita some point on Erev Pesach in the 6th hour of the day. Gemara now brings yet another brisa to prove the same idea we've been discussing up until now. Tanya Nami Hachi. The brisa says as follows. Ach b'yom arishon tashibisu, se'or mi batechem. So the din is that you have to get rid of the se'or, which is the yeast of the chametz. You have to get rid of it from your house, b'yom arishon. So Gemara says, me'erev yomtev, this is referring to erev yomtev, as we've been proving all up until now. O einu ela b'yomtev atzma. Maybe this is referring to b'yom arishon. On yomtev itself, le'o Pesach, we should burn the chametz. Maybe that's what it means, b'yomtev atzma. Gemara says, can't be. Tamalomar lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi lo sishchat es a pesach v'adain chametz kaim divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So this is the same exact proof. Rava said that you can't shech the Karban Pesach Erev Pesach and you still own chametz. Must be chametz is not getting burnt on Pesach; it's getting burnt on Erev Pesach. So that's divrei Rabbi Shmuel, consistent with the sheet of Rava. Now the Gemara brings another two explanations. Rabbi Kiva Omer. You don't need to bring that drasha. You don't have to bring the drasha of Karban Pesach. Rather, Harehu Omer, it says in the pasuk, Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu s'or mi batechem. You need to do tashbisu. You need to get rid of your chametz from your house. Because if it says further, kol mulacha lo sas, we know there's an iser mulacha on yantif. Umatzinu lahavara shi'av mulacha. And burning is av mulacha. So you can't do av mulacha on yantif. How do you burn on yantif? So it can't be referring to B'yom HaRishon literally. It must be referring to prior to B'yom HaRishon. That's the drasha Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Gemara is going to point out, just say right now, just because we're on it, but we'll see in the Gemara just at the Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva makes a number of assumptions. Number one is he has to assume that the only way to accomplish Tashbisu is through Bir Chametz. Because otherwise, if you could flush it down the toilet, that's allowed on Yantif. So it has to be, Havara has to be the only way to accomplish Tashbisu. Number two, you have to assume Havara is in Malacha. There's an opinion out there that Havara is only a lav in general, only a lav, malchus, not an av malacha. So the only time it would be a problem if you assume it's a av malacha. And number three is you also have to assume that mitoch shehutchel tzarech eino hutchel shelo tzarech, meaning certain malachas we'll see on the top, if it's permitted when there's a need for ochel nefesh. If I could light a fire for ochel nefesh, I could also light things if it's not ochel nefesh purposes, but the Kiva does not agree to that. So we'll see all these points on the top. I just wanted to kind of foreshadow it now because it fits in right now. Gemara then says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein not tzarech. You don't need that drasha of Rabbi Akiva, nor do you need the drasha of Rabbi Shmuel. He holds, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein not tzarech. Because Harei Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Ach bayom harishon, tashbisu, sor mi batechem. You have to get rid of the chametz on Yom Rishon. Me'erv Yomtif, that refers to Erev Yomtif, like we've been saying. Oh, Eino Ella B'yomtiv. Maybe it refers to actually on Pesach itself is when you should perform Tashbisu. Can't be. Tamalomer Ach. Ach Chalak. Ach always divide something. Now, wait a second. What is it divide exactly? So the Gemara says, E B'yomtiv Atzmo, if you're telling me that you're allowed to burn or get rid of the Chametz on Yomtiv itself, well, B'yomtiv Atzmo, Mishari, are you allowed to? Is it true you're allowed to own Chametz on Pesach? Because again, the word Ach means not a full 24 hours. It's something, there's a split. So let's say, is a split going to be that on Yontif, that the first morning of Yontif, you could own chametz, and then only after noon, on day one of Yontif, it's Aser? So that's hard to say, because we know you can't own chametz already when Yontif begins. How do we know you can't own Yontif, or rather own chametz when Yontif begins? Because it says, Ha'izkish hashvasa sa'or la'chiz chametz. We know that getting rid of chametz connects to the Iser chametz. And where does the Iser chametz, achiz chametz, connects to achiz matzah? In other words, just like you eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, that means there's an issur of owning chametz on the first night of Pesach. That means you have to get rid of the chametz when you can't own it, which is the first night of Pesach. So you can't entertain the possibility that the word ach is dividing yantiv up, where part of yantiv you could you don't do tashbisu, and the second half of yantiv you do tashbisu, you cannot divide yantiv up. Yantiv is also from the beginning to the end of owning chametz. So it must be referring to Erev Yantif is when Bedikas Chametz is taking place, or rather Bir Chametz. And the word Ach says, don't do Bir Chametz in the morning, you do Bir Chametz in the afternoon. The Isser kicks in only in the afternoon. That's where the word Ach comes from. So these are three different opinions of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi, how we know that there's a mitzvah of Bir Chametz of Tashbisu on Erev Yantif. So Gemara now makes the comment that I pointed out before from Rabbi Akiva, that Amar Rava going now to Amar Beis, I told you there's a very technical Gemara today, wish there was more for me to add on the side. There happens to be an interesting toast on the bottom here. But I don't know if we should do it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shema Mina, we learn from this, Midi Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, we learn three Tlash Mima, Shema Minas, three Shema Minas we learn. Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa, the only way to accomplish Bir Chametz is through burning. That's a machlokas we'll see later on in the Mishnah. Number two is we learn, Shema Mina Havara L'Chalik Yatzas, there's a machlokas whether Havara is an Av Malacha, or Havara is simply a law that one gets malchus for. So he has to assume it's lechalik, which means the Torah tells us, lo sevaru ish b'chol moshe sechem. Don't burn on Shabbos. Why does it specify? It doesn't specify any other melacha on Shabbos. It doesn't say don't do charisha, zariah, bishul. Why is lo sevaru ish? Why is that singled out in the Torah as the one example? So Rabbi Yossi holds, it's coming to teach me lelav yatzas. It's unique because it's only a law. All the other melachas are avos melachas. The chi of skila, the chi of karis. Havara is unique. It's just a law. It's just malchus. But the other opinion to hold, and no, the reason why it was singled out was to teach me lechalik. Havara is a av malacha, but it was singled out to tell me just like if a person violates havara, one would be chayav karban chatas. If you violate bishul or any other malacha, it's lechalik. It's to be mechalik to divide each malacha will warrant a separate karban. But in terms of the nature of it, it's a real av malacha. So Rabbi Akiva has to assume also that havara is one of the avos malachos, and that's why it's aser on yantif, just like it's aser on Shabbos. So again, Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa, burning is the only way to accomplish Tashbisu, and it's also an Av Malacha to do that on Shabbos Yontif. And the third Shema Mina is Shema Mina Lo Amrina Nehol V'Hutcha Havar L'Tzorach Hutcha Nami Shol L'Tzorach. He does not hold to this Yisod. Meaning sometimes we hold that if you're allowed to carry something, if I could carry on Yontif for food purposes, so they say, if I could carry for food purposes, I could carry for non-food purposes. I could carry my baby to give him have a bris milah on Yontif, even though there's no Erev here. But since I could carry to bring food when there's no Erev on Yontif, I could carry my baby, or I could carry a Sefer Torah, the Gemara talks about. So here too, if I could light a fire, if I could do Havara for the purpose of cooking, let's say, Ochel Nefesh, shouldn't I be able to light a fire also to do non-Ochel Nefesh purposes, to burn Chametz? Shouldn't that be allowed? Rabbi Akiva says no. We only allow things that are for the Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, but we cannot extend that to non-Ochel Nefesh purposes. And for that reason, Rabbi Akiva says, you cannot perform Tashbisu Havara on Yantiv. It must therefore refer to Erev Yantiv is when the mitzvah of Tashbisu of Bir Chametz takes place. Fine. Now, this next braisa is long and very confusing. So we'll try to take it slow. There are going to be some contradictions along the way, and the Gemara is going to, at the end, try to address all of them, but it gets a little bit tricky. Truth is, I recall when we did this the first time around 7.5 years ago, this daf I had a hard time with also. So I imagine I'll have just as hard a time, but hopefully we'll walk through this slowly and carefully. Okay, so we're still on the same topic about the iser, rather the requirement of getting rid of chametz. And the Gemara is important to look on the side, those who have on the side, the two psukim. We're going to be darshing these two psukim that are found in Parshas Bo. So I'm going to read the psukim first outside, and then we'll read through the drushes together. So there's an iser, we know there's an iser of bal yori, bal yimatzei, that you can't see chametz, nor can you find chametz. So the two psukim are as follows. Shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei bivateichem, don't find chametz in your houses. Ki kol ochel b'chametzes v'nichasar, that's all we need for that one. The pasuk is lo yimatzei bivateichem. The ba yimatzei refers to only houses. And the next pasuk is, matzos ye'achel e shivas yamim v'lo yera l'cha chametz, so this is bal yirai, not to see, but the emphasis here is b'chol gvulecha. So while one pasuk says, referring to batechem, your houses, the other pasuk referring to vulecha, all your borders. And the other difference is that the pasuk lo yimatzei does not say the word lecha. It implies that no one's chametz can be my property, but the second pasuk lo yer lecha refers to only my chametz can't be, but someone else's chametz might be able to be my property. So these are a few different distinctions of the psukim, which Igvar is going to darshan. Okay. So Gemara now says, 5 lines down from the top here of Hey Abed Beis. Tanya Rabbanan. Shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei bivateichem. One should not find any chametz in his house. Ma tamal amar. What do we learn from this? V'alo kfar nemar. We already have another pasuk that says, lo yera lecha se'or, lo yera lecha chametz. So you shouldn't see se'or, you shouldn't see chametz. So why is there another pasuk saying lo yimatzei? Isn't that the same thing? It sounds superfluous. Aval gvulcha, b'chal gvulcha. So the Gemara says, in the pasuk, lo yera lecha se'or, since the pasuk by lo yer lecha says lecha, your chametz you can't see, it implies you could see somebody else's chametz. I could see shel gavoa, I could see if it's hektish chametz, that I could see, just not mine. But if someone else drops his chametz in my property, one would think that's allowed because it emphasizes lecha yataroa, avata roa shel achayrim. So one might have thought, yachel, yatmin v'yekabel pikdonos minanokrim. One might think, maybe I could take chametz and bury it. My own chametz, as long as I don't see it. It says, lo yer lecha, don't see it. But if I hide it in my cabinets, that would be allowed. Or, maybe I could take someone else's pikdonos, a pikadon, and watch over someone else's chametz in my property, because it's not mine. Tamalomer, that's why with another pasuk, lo yimatzei, it should not be found anywhere. Even if you don't own it, even if you don't see it, it should not be in your property anywhere. That's the extra pasuk, lo yimatzei. So then the Gemara says, now this is a few lines, which the Gemara is going to later on address, how it doesn't seem to make sense. Ain li ela benachri shlo kivashto. I only know if it's a nachri that I don't own, that I don't have kavisho, I don't have ownership over him. V'ain shari imacha, and he's not living b'chater with me. But how do I know a nachri shekivashto v'shari imcha b'chater? How do I know if a nachri that I own, his chametz is my chametz, and he lives in my property, his chametz is my chametz? How do I know that would also be aser? Tamalom lo yimatzei bevatechem. Don't have any in your house. So it sounds a little strange now, because the Gemara is going to address later on, I can't own chametz. So now, it should have said, certainly, if I own an Eved Kanani in his property, his chametz would also be usher, because his money is my money. So the Gemara really should have said that I only know if a nachri that I actually own. But what about a nachri that I don't own? How do I know his chametz will also be usher to me? The Gemara doesn't say that direction. The Gemara says the other way. The Gemara says, I only know a nachri who I don't own. I can't have his chametz in my property. But maybe a nachri who I do own, I can't have his chametz to my property? That doesn't make any sense. It's the reverse logic. So Gemara is going to address it, and it's going to flip it around according to one position. But this is part of the confusion. So we're going to ignore this piece just for now. And then the Gemara says further. Gemara says, Ein li ela, I only know shebibateichem, that I can't own chametz in my house. Biboros, b'shichin, mamaros, I have in different pits and wells and caves. How do I know I can't have chametz in those places, even though it's not my house? Minayin. The pasuk says that you should not have any chametz b'chol gvulcha anywhere, gvulecha anywhere in your property, even in a bar, even a shiach and a ma'aros. It's all aser. V'adayni ani omer. Still, I would suggest bebatim be'over mishim ba'yirah u'ba'yimatzei u'ba'yatmin u'ba'yikaba pikdonos u'minanachu b'gvulcha minanachu. So in my house, so I already established I can't have anything in my house, whether I own it, whether somebody else owns it. Ba'yimatzei, this itzav la'yirah la'yimatzei in my house. But when it comes to begvulim, when it comes to other areas outside of my house, which is the pasuk by lo yer lecha, the pasuk says, "Lo yer lecha the sor b'chol gvulecha." that only your chametz is aser begvulin. In my house, the pasuk says lo yimatzi bevatechem. So I can't have any chametz, whether it's mine, whether it's yours, that's aser in my house. But begvulecha, in an area that's not my house, maybe only if it's mine, lecha would be aser, but maybe yours or nachit would be allowed, b'cho gulecha. So how do I know? The Gemara asks, begvulin shelcha yataro. I can't see your chametz in your other properties. But I would think that I could see other people's chametz in my boor, in my ma'ara. How do I know? How do you know you could equate the two psukim of Bayi Matzai and Bayi Ra'e? Right? The two chametz are as follows. Bayi Ra'e applies to B'chol Gvulin. Bayi Matzai refers to anybody's chametz. How do I know anybody's chametz is also in all my gulin, to put the two chametz together, right? B'chol gulecha, it says only lo yirelecha b'chol gulecha. Only my chametz is also in chol gulos. How can I extend that to everybody's chametz in all my gulin? So we have to equate these two psukim, and then can apply all the chumras. The Gemara says, how do you know? Again, minayin liten es ha'amur shel zeh b'zeh v'shel zeh b'zeh, to equate the two psukim. Talmud Lomar, it says, se'or l'gzer shavu. We have a gzer shavu. It says, se'or bal yimatzei. It says Saor by Balyura. So it says Nemar Saor Bivatim Saor Loimatse Bivatechem. The Nemar Saor Bigvulin Loyelcha Saor. So we have the equation of Saor by Gvulin and Saor by Batim. So my Saor Hamur Bibatim, just like the word Saor by Batim in the Pasuk of Loimatse, it's over Mishin Balyura, and you're also over Bayimatse, Ubayatmin, not to hide things, Vaya Kaba Pikdonos, Menachi, not to accept a Pikadon from Anachi, that applies to the house. So too through the Gzer Shava. Af Saor Ha'amur Begvulin, when it says in that context by Yiraya, it also refers to, it brings along all the Yisurim. It says over Mishin by Yiraya, by Yimatze, by Yatmin, by Yikaba, because Ben Nachmi. Fine. So now the Gemara says, now this seems to contradict what we said above. Right now where we stand is that a person cannot have any chametz, whether I own it or whether you own it, it cannot be anywhere in my property. That's clear. But now the Gemara takes a step back and says, Ma Saor Ha'amur Begvulin, by the pasuk of Bayi Ra'eh, where it says lo yelecha sor b'chol gvulecha. So what's the word lecha doing, right? If it's true that anyone's chametz, whether it's mine or not, it cannot be in my property, so why does the pasuk use the word lecha at all? Just say any chametz should not be my property. So what do you learn from the word lecha? The Gemara says, ma se'or ha'amor b'gvulin shelcha yataroa aba'ataroa shel acher mishagvoa af se'or ha'amor b'vatim shelcha ataroa aba'ataroa shel acher mishagvoa. So now, the Braisa concludes, we're going to come back to this. It says, in the end of the day, it's actually only aser to own chametz, shelcha. But acherim's, I actually can have chametz, so someone else's chametz in my property. Now that goes against what we just said above. Above we said, you can't have anyone's. So Gemara is going to address when you can have acherim's in your property, and when you can't have acherim in the property. It depends on whether or not you have responsibility of that chametz. In other words, I'm just going to foreshadow for you now because it's confusing. If I'm watching your chametz and I'm responsible to pay for it, anything happens, that's considered as if I own it. And that type of chametz, I cannot have my property. If I say, all yours, you put your chametz, I'm not responsible, it's your responsibility, and you want to drop it off in my corner, that would be acherim, that would be allowed to be my property. So it depends on the level of responsibility on the owner. That the Gemara is going to answer at the end. But this is the long-winded braisa with a number of different confusing points along the way. So Gemara now wants to go back and fix up some of the mistakes here.
In the case where somebody else is saying you're not responsible, your response, you're still over Bayi Ra'eh, Bayi Matzeh, or it's just a matter of ownership?
Yeah, you're over those, yeah. You're over Bayi Ra'eh, yeah. Yeah, so Gemara now says, Amar Mar, so we're quoting from the Braisa above, Ein li ela b'nich minachri shlo kivashto, I only know that you can't have chametz of a nachri that you don't own, vein shor b'imcha b'chatzer, and it's not with you in the same chatzer. But how do I know it's also usher to have in your property a nachri shekivashto, a nachri that you own, v'shari imcha b'chatzer, is with you in the chatzer? Minayin, how do I know that's also usher? Tamalomer lo yimatzeh, you shouldn't be there at all. Klapei laya, does this make sense? It should be the opposite. It should be that I know that a nachri that I own, his chametz is mine, so that certainly I can have in my property. But a nachri that I don't own, how do I know that's also usher? That should have been the direction. And the Gemara says, you're right, einach hanami. Amar by Ipach, let's switch it around. It should have said in the Braisa, and that's how we accept it, that a Nachri that I own, certainly his chametz can't be my property. His mamon is my mamon, but even a Nachri who I don't own, his chametz may also not be my property. But Rava says, no, let's maintain the Braisa's girsa. Rava says, Amar li olam lo tepach, don't switch it around. And our Reisha card, it's going back on the Reisha it's referring to. Not the Seifa, but the Reisha. What's the Reisha referring to? It's going on as follows. Shelcha yataroa, So again, right now at this stage of the Braisa says that I'm allowed to, I can't have my chametz, my property, but I can't have someone else's. So I understand a gnachri who I don't own, certainly that's called a cherem. I could certainly have his chametz. But how I know even a gnachri that I do own, even his chametz, which you would think should be mine, I could even have his chametz, my property, it's going after the heter. So again, Gemara says, read that inside. Rava amar liolam lo tevach, don't switch it around. Va'resha kai. I can't have my chametz, my property. I can't have somebody else's chametz, my property. I only know a nachri who I don't own and is not with me in the chater. His certainly is allowed. That's certainly considered achirim. But how do I also know nachri shekivashov v'sharim chabachater? Even a nachri who I have ownership over, a nachri who lives in my chater, even his chametz, even that's called achirim. That would be allowed. Minayin tamalomer loy masay. It shouldn't be. So now the Gemara makes another confusing point here. We're trying to realize how it's mutter to own the chametz. I have the chametz of a nachri. But the Gemara says, in the end day, it's actually us. So a nachri that's kivasho, it's us, loy masay. So Gemara asks a question. I don't understand. V'hai tana mahader ahatera. The Tana is looking for a heter. How I'm allowed to have a chametz of a nachri in my rishus. But it answers loy masay. It answers v'nasiv la kral yisura. So it's going back and forth here. I told you this was not an easy daf, guys. So Gemara answers, Mishum Shinemar Lecha Lecha Trei Zimne. It says the word Lecha twice in the pasuk. It says, Lo Yeh Lecha Chametz, and then again, Lo Yeh Lecha Seor. So even though you're right, the Gemara was looking for a heter, how you are allowed to have the Chametz of a Nachri Shekivasho, the Gemara turns, it does a 180 and says, you know what? It's actually Aser Tona Nachri Shekivasho. So just to be clear at this stage of the Gemara right now, it's very confusing. So again, if I own the chametz, it's certainly also to be my house. If it's the chametz of acherim, I can have it. What's acherim? It's a nachri who I don't own. But if it's a nachri that I do own, the Gemara says, since it says lecha lecha twice, even though I don't really own the nachri's chametz, but it's an extension of me, the double lashon lecha lecha includes not only my chametz, but even the chametz of a nachri shekivasho, his chametz would also be also in my property. So that's the drasha in the end of the day. So now the Gemara says, okay, we're still not done. Amar Mar, Yachol Yatmin v'Yikabel Pekdonos Min Anachim Mitam Lomer Lo Yimatzei Lo Yimatzei. One might think you could hide chametz and you could accept a pikadon from Anachri Tam Lomer Lo Yimatzei. You can't have any pikadon on your property. Ha Amar, but didn't we just say above Reisha Shalcha Yataroa Avataroa Shalachem? So Vishal Gavoa. So this is very confusing. Again, if you're not confused now, you should be more confused now. But we have a stira, whether or not you can be makabel pikadon, or you can't be makabel pikadon from somebody else. And the Gemara says, this is the difference, what I said above. Lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha de kabel aleh acharayos, ha de lo kabel aleh acharayos. It depends on the level of responsibility you have as the shomer. If you said to the guy, listen, you could put your chametz in my corner, and I'm not responsible, if it gets burnt, it's your problem, then I'm not makabel acharayos, that's not called ownership, and I'm exempt, I'm allowed to have that. But if I'm makabel acharayos, that if something happens to the chametz, I need to pay you back, so that's called a level of ownership, in which case that's called a shelcha yathara, you would not be able to keep that pikadom in your property. So Gemara says, gives an example, ki had amar lehu rabu levnei mechuza. Rabu would tell the people of the city of mechuza, ba'ira chamira debnei chela, bibatachayu mitachayu. You should burn the chametz of the soldiers that are in your house. The soldiers used to leave and store some of their food in the house, and there was a Pesach time came, and they had chametz left over from the soldiers. He said, burn it. Why should you burn it? So he explained to them, Rav explained, the kaven the ila mignav, since if the food were to get stolen that were owned by the soldiers, the ila misabed b'shosecha kayu, and if it got lost, it's in your reshus that they were lost from, u'ba'isa l'shlume k'dilchon, dummy. You have to pay back to the soldiers, and therefore it's considered like yours. So anytime there's a responsibility, that you have a financial responsibility of the chametz, that's considered yours, and therefore you have to burn it. So that's the explanation. So Gemara then says, okay, this all makes sense. Hanicha leman da'amar davar garm lemamon kimamon dami. There's something in halacha, grama garmi, indirect damage. If, let's say, I cause an indirect damage to somebody else, that's called money. So this chametz there is not my money. It's the soldiers. I don't own it. I didn't pay for it. I don't own it. But if it's going to, the destruction of it, the loss of it, will cause me to pay money, so that's considered, that's gari mamon, that causes me a loss, that's considered kimamon, as if I own it itself. It's a level of ownership. Now, there's a discussion in the Mishnah, how much ownership do I really have? Not for now, but it's enough of an ownership for me to have to get rid of it. So that makes sense. If you hold gari mamon, is kimamon dami, that cause, something that will cause me a loss, is like mamon itself, so then this all makes sense. That's called ownership. That's why you'd have to get rid of it. But there is another opinion. It's a machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, by the way, whether we assume davar hagorm the mamon is kimamon dami, and there's machlokas how to paskin, do we assume kimamon or lav kimamon dami? But either way, this only makes sense if you assume davar hagorm the mamon is kimamon dami. It's like my money itself, since it will cause me a loss, therefore I need to get rid of it. But el man damar, the one who holds lav kimamon dami, even though it might cause me a loss of money, if their chametz gets lost, and I have to pay for it, that's not called my money. It's not called my ownership. Ma'ik lememer. Why would I have to get rid of chametz of a soldier? So the Gemara says, shiny hacha, damar lo yimatze. Because the Pasuk says it doesn't depend on your ownership. It says lo yimatze, there should not be chametz in your house. So anytime there's chametz in your house that might cause me a loss, even though I'm not owner, I'm not the owner, but since it will be some relevance to me, some cause of loss to me, that's a lo yimatze. Lo yimatze is more expansive. I can't have that type of chametz in my property, even though it's not considered my mamon. Ikadami, others say, hanich l'man damar, this makes sense if you say davar agorim the mamon, lav k'mamon dami. That's something that would cause me a potential loss of money. It's not called money. It's not called my money. Even though I'm responsible, I'm not called the owner. That's why you need the pasuk. Hainut itzrich lo yimatzik. So you would have thought that if it's not my money, I don't have to get rid of it. That's why you need the pasuk lo yimatzik. No, you should still get rid of it anyways, even though it's not called my money. But el man damer, the one who holds kimamon damer. Anything that will cause a loss of money is considered mamon. It's considered my ownership. So you don't need a pasuk lo yimatzik. What's the lomali? I don't need a pasuk to tell me to get rid of it. If I understand halachically that garm mamon is kemamon dami, so of course I get rid of it. It's like my money itself. So what's the extra pasuk lo yimatze coming to teach me? It's completely unnecessary. And the Gemara answers, itzirich sa'akadai techamin, I would have thought, ho v'chi'isa hadar be'ein labrishu sekai. Because the only time I need to pay for the chametz back to the soldier is if it gets lost. If it doesn't get lost, I need to give it back to him. I can't just use it for my own. So that clearly shows that if I don't have the heter of a shamshus, I can't use it as I please, that certainly would indicate it's not really called ownership. So maybe I would not have to get rid of it, even though you assume davar hagorm the mamon is kemamon dami, it's only called mamon if it actually caused me a loss, I need to pay for it. But so long as it remains be'en, it's not called my money, and therefore I would not have to get rid of it. For that reason, kamash blam, from the word bal yimatze, we learn that even that type of chametz you'd have to get rid of as well, because lo yimatze is more expensive. Okay, I told you it was a hard daf. Tomorrow's daf is a bit easier, from what I recall.